Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You are listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show, founded to increase the national awareness of black women in the construction industry. NABWIC is the charge and takes the charge for black women to advocate for further opportunities to its members. Our mission as a core foundation is to strengthen the building blocks of new educational, entrepreneurial, professional, and social network connections. The vision of NABWIC is to build long-lasting strategic partnerships with first-rate organizations and individuals that will provide groundbreaking and innovative solutions for black women in construction and their respective communities. We invite you to call or text or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now, or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments.
Well, good morning. It is another wonderful Wednesday, and we want to welcome everyone to NABWIC Talks. That's the National Association of Black Women in Construction, as you heard. NABWIC Talks is our podcast, and today we have such an exciting show. At least I'm really excited. I'm on the edge of my seat. So today our show is going to be about youth going places. You know, we place so much emphasis and reliance on our youth because, as the adage goes, the youth certainly are our future. And we look for them to be prepared and ready to take us beyond where we have been able to go in terms of our legacies and our heritage and our accomplishments. And today we have some young people that are really, really accomplished, and you're going to hear from them. But first, I want to say good morning to everyone. We have in with the studio today, we have our own master builder, Ms. Ann McNeil. We have Ursula Odom and also myself, Jackie Perry, and our native host, Ms. Jada Williams. We also have with us in the studio a very special guest, Ms. Ada Smith, who is no stranger to NABWIC Talks herself. And I just want to say to Ada and all the young people that we have on, Ms. Asiana Livingston, Ms. Jasmine, and Jade, all of you, good morning. It's good to have you on the show this morning.
Jackie Perry, good morning. This is Ann McNeil, the master wealth builder, helping to build stronger and better lives and businesses. And I am very excited today to participate in this podcast as we girls going places. NABWIC girls, as a matter of fact, going places in the world and focusing on being the voice of this industry. These young women represent the pipeline for the industry, whether it is in the trades, whether it is in the profession, or whether it is in entrepreneurs. And Jackie, I like thinking about the fact that this is what we have been aspiring as a part of our mission and vision as the voice of this industry. These women is what we work tirelessly for the future in helping to build our NABWIC organization. Jada, again, let's get this party started and hear from these wonderful, awesome ladies who are building our future for NABWIC.
Well, it sounds like everyone is doing well. So, again, we are just really, really glad to have you on the show. Let's start out. I'm just going to start out by introducing, real briefly, Ms. Aida Smith. And then I'm going to let her take it from there because Aida is a seasoned finance and compliance professional. She has more than 30 years of exceptional experience in accounting, capital assets, construction accounting, and auditing, but she also is very much concerned and has a passion for young people, and she's been mentoring young people throughout her career as well. So to get this party started, we're just going to kick it over to Ada, and we're going to let her get you to know some of these young people who are doing exceptional things and who are going places. So, Ada, good morning again.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I am Aida Smith. I am a NABWIC, a very honored member of the NABWIC community. I am out of Delray Beach, Florida, and today we have such an amazing show for you. As Jackie said, just honoring and showcasing the youth. The youth are our future. We want to make sure that when they are doing amazing things, we want to let all of you guys know. So today we have three individuals that will be telling us a little about themselves. We have Jasmine Collins, that she will be receiving the President Lifetime Achievement Award from President of the United States. How amazing is that? Then we have Asiana Livingston, who is also receiving the President Lifetime Achievement Award. We did say to youth, didn't we? Yes. So these two individuals are so young and so bright and just shining on the community that they are already at such a young age receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award. And we also have Jade Gibbs. Jade is out of Detroit, Michigan. And Jade is the daughter of Valencia Gibbs, who is an amazing, astounding NABWIC member that always contributes to the community as well. So we will hear from Jade, who is receiving the Rosa Parks Scholarship. And let's get this party started. Let's start with Miss Asiana. She will tell us a little bit about herself, and then we will go into, after they all tell us a little about themselves, then we'll have some panel questions of just what got them to this point that they are just shining so bright.
But before we have our young people share with us a little bit, Aida, we're going to just take a brief commercial, and we'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Sabrina Miller. I am the owner of MDI General Contracting in Berg, Pennsylvania. I'm a new member of the National Association of Black Women in Construction, and I'm excited to celebrate women in the construction industry. I'm most proud about NABWIC's ability to have intertwined itself in the legislative process, which affects all women, and particularly black women in the construction industry, and I'm happy to be a part of that process and help to grow NABWIC's reach in the Pennsylvania area. My name is Sabrina Miller. Please join me in celebrating women in construction.
Yes, we always want to celebrate our women in construction. And Aida, I know you told us who we're going to be listening to, and you're going to be facilitating that discussion. But I do believe, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but all of these young people are related to NABWIC members in some way, right? And so what's the relation with NABWIC with these young people who we have on the show today?
Well, I feel like as NABWIC members, as we interact and we have multiple trainings and conferences, we are constantly learning, we are constantly growing with each other, with the community, just being in the presence of greatness, I can say, black excellence, I can say. We are sharing that within our household, within the community. I've spent probably the last 4 or 5 years interacting with Asiana in the community, in mentoring, going to investment seminars, beach cleanups, just things that are good for the community, good for the soul, good for the household. And I'm sure that they are bringing this to school with them. They are bringing it into their relationships. So I have to say, just being a NABWIC member has its pluses and its privileges, and we are sharing, and the kids, it's going into the community, into the kids, and they are sharing it as well.
Well, thank you so much. And thank you for all that you do and your part in sharing and actually enabling these young people to be a part of our show today. We are so privileged. So I'll turn it back over to you, Aida. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, good morning, Miss Adriana. Come on,
good morning,
the mic, and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, good morning, everyone. I'm Adriana Livingston. I'm 18. I am a freshman in college. I attend the lovely Florida Memorial University. A little about myself. Well, I'm a part of KLP Mentoring Network. I've been a part of them for the last 5 years now, where I met Ms. Aida Smith. And I've actually learned a lot from them. And they've taught me a lot of things that I do now use as a freshman in college. It's kind of scary, but I'm getting through it.
Well, thank you so much, Adriana, for sharing with us. And let me just tell you, when you're in college, it is a little scary. However, there's probably about 20,000 other people around you who are there for the right reason, but they are not 100% comfortable as well because it's meeting new people in a new environment. You have to take care of yourself, but thankfully, you have been mentored and people have poured into you. So as you move along, all of these things will come into play and they will help you to not only survive but to strive. So Adriana will be back with you in a few minutes to ask you some additional questions. So let's move on to Ms. Jade Gibbs out of Detroit, out of the Detroit chapter, I'm sorry.
Hi, my name is Jade Gibbs. I am from Detroit, Michigan. I am 18. I am a recent graduate of CAS Tech, and I am now a freshman attending the University of Southern California. And I'm studying cinema and media studies in USC's film school. I am the president of Teen Hype, which is a nonprofit organization in Detroit that helps inner-city youth by providing education of sexual health, mental health, and wellness, and by through the medium of performing arts. I'm also a Rosa Parks Scholarship recipient, and I am so glad to be on this call today. I am excited to talk about my future and to hear everyone else's goals for their future.
Beautiful. So, Jade, can you tell us quickly, the Rosa Parks Scholarship, how did that make you feel to be awarded such a great opportunity?
Oh, it was very honorary. I wasn't really, to be honest, I didn't know that I was going to get it until I got the email and it said, hey, you got the scholarship, and I was like, which scholarship is this? It said Rosa Parks, and I was just astounded. I was like, wow, because there's only a very few people who got the scholarship itself. And when I went to, they had a luncheon for us, it was very inspirational just to see, like, me and what my peers are doing and how amazing we are and what we can all accomplish. And it really helped instill confidence in me because if this committee of people can see all of that I've done for my community, I can't imagine what other people see in me as well and what I see in myself.
Beautiful, beautiful. So, Jade, we will be back with you in just a few minutes because we have some follow-up questions about your future. So now we will move on to Ms. Jasmine Collins. Jasmine, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hello, my name is Jasmine Collins. I am 20 years old, and I am going into my senior year at Florida State University, where I am pursuing a degree in human development and family sciences. As well as getting my degree, I am also the treasurer for Big Sister, Little Sister Mentoring Network on campus, as well as being a part of KOP Mentoring Network for the past few years. I'm also in two honor societies around campus, and I'm very excited to talk about the different things that I've been doing in my communities and as well as my future.
Fantastic, fantastic. Thank you for sharing with us, Jasmine. So, Miss Jackie, do we have another commercial?
Yes, we do. So it has been so wonderful just to hear about these amazing young people, and you can already tell that it's going to be amazing. I can't wait to get into the rest of the interview and to hear more about these exceptional young people. But before we do that, we're just going to have one more commercial, and we'll be right back.
I'm ready. Are you ready? The time is now to amplify your life and create your signature book. And what better time than this weekend to start moving towards your dreams? You will be amazed at how much you can get done in one weekend if you only knew what to do. Your book journey is waiting for you, so take the first step. Purchase the book, then connect with Ursula Oldham, your book coach at Sula 2 Publishing. Ursula10K.com, E-R-S-U-L-A-10K.com.
All right. So, Aida, I imagine, though, as that commercial was about one of our members who can help you get your amazing story into publication, that we are going to be reading about these young people in a book one day. I just know that. And I can't wait again to hear the rest of their stories. So back to you again. Thank you.
Thank you, Jackie. So we're going to just go through a few questions because we need to know, how did you get from being 5, 10, 12 years old to receiving Lifetime Achievement Awards and scholarships as the Rosa Parks Scholarship? We need to know, how can we guide, the community? How can the listeners know what are some of the things that have motivated you guys to get to this point? So, Asiana, I'm going to start with you. And I also need to know how you feel about receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award from the president. So in addition to that, let us know what you're really good at. And don't be shy, because something had to get you to this point that you were, you felt the motivation to continue in that space. Tell us what you're really good at, and also tell us about this gold medal you're going to be receiving.
Okay, well, to start with the gold medal I'm receiving, how I feel about it, I'm very excited. Actually, I feel very amazed to receive a medal like this, because not one time that I even thought of, like, actually receiving something this great as young as I am. And what am I good at? Well, I would say I'm good at helping people. I'm more of the, like, an advice giver to, like, my friends and family, because that's what usually they come to me for. So I said the background of helping people is something I'm really good at it and something that keeps me going every day.
Beautiful. And that's what motivates you to help other people.
Yeah.
I love Jade, Miss Jade. So let us know, what are you really good at and what motivates you?
Well, what I'm really good at is bringing a community together and showing leadership in order to come to a common goal and complete that goal. I've learned as being president of Teen Hype that leadership is very important, and it's very hard to lead a community of people, but it's easy when you have the same common goal. What motivates me is seeing, like, the smiles on people's faces after I've done anything, really. If it's completing a mission, if it's helping someone get some sort of resource, if it's making them smile from a joke, that really motivates me to keep going, because that means that if I can make that happen to one person, I can impact a multitude of people. So that's what really keeps me going.
Well, thank you for sharing. That's fantastic. Making other people happy continues to make you grow. What if you can't get better than that? All right. So, Miss Jasmine, tell us how you feel about receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award at 20 years old. I just love the sound of that. In addition to that, then let us know, what are you really good at and what motivates you?
I would say that it feels kind of surreal to be receiving this award so young. Many people don't receive this award at all, so being able to do it at such a young age, I think is really, really cool. Something that I'm really good at is finding new ways to make things happen. So I also think that I'm really good at connecting with people, and something that motivates me, like Shanna said, is helping people in any way, whether that's advice or just bringing a smile to somebody's face, helping them out with, like, volunteering. I think those are all things that really motivate me.
Fantastic, fantastic. Okay, so we have just about two more questions for our guests. So, Miss Asiana, while I know that you're busy and you're in school and you're helping the community, what do you do to relax? What is it that makes you take time for yourself while saving the world?
What do I do to relax? Well, for me, since I'm always on the go, if I'm like stressing or like can't get my head together and things like that, I usually just type all my notes, type all my thoughts into my notes. That usually helps me like cope with things and like try not to like overthink with things now. Or sometimes I try breathing exercise I learned through the mentoring program. I tried those, and my grandmother taught me to at least try, like, talking my inner self down so I don't freak out in front of people or let my anxiety, like, overrush me when I'm doing things, so I can stay focused and regroup with my thoughts and things like that.
Wow, that's fantastic. I hope the audience is receiving this, because balance and mindfulness is so important in order to achieve your goals. So you're hearing it right here on NABWIC Blog Talk. These are the youth that are understanding that while they have extensive goals that they are achieving, balance is important. Jay, let us know, what are you doing to relax or regroup?
So as I continue on with my journey, I always have to keep mindfulness in my routine. And that can also look like just doing meditation or reading a book, or for me, since I'm into film, I watch a very good movie, and that really helps me regroup and relax. I often have to really sit and recollect my day to really break down what happened, how things made me feel, because I often see that when I do that, I often feel very much better and have a clearer perspective of everyone, including myself. So that's what I do. I mainly meditate, and I mainly try to be mindful, focus on my breathing, and I try to do yoga. Because yoga helps me out a lot through exercise and also being mindful.
Excellent, excellent, excellent ideas. Thank you for sharing, Jade. So, Miss Jasmine, regroup and relax. What is your go-to list?
My go-to list for regrouping and relaxing, I really try and center myself every day, so think about what I might be missing from each day and try and do something that will help fill that connection that I'm looking for. One thing that I really like to do is I like to be in nature, so I'll go outside or go on a walk or do the things that I have to get done, but outside in the park or something like that. another thing that I really like to do is go back and, like, watch my favorite movies or listen to my favorite songs, and that'll kind of help calm me down a little bit as well.
Fantastic, fantastic. I hope the listeners are gathering all this useful information, because we have some rock stars right here. At 18 and 20 years old, they are reaching higher heights, and they are looking for work-life-school balance. So our last question will be, what are some of your future goals? Just tell us one or two things that you have on your list that you have yet to accomplish. And we know that you're going to have a long-lasting life, but what's in the near future for you? Asiana?
Well, some of my future goals is, for one, to get through college and get my bachelor's degree, and to, in the process of that, is to be a part of Greet Life and to get through medical school, because I want to become a surgeon. And other goals would be, well, I wouldn't say goals, but for me, as of now, I write my goals down. And I don't walk by what's on paper for me. I choose to basically walk by faith. I don't have a, like, step-to-step to-do list of what I should do every day or how my everyday life should look, because a lot of things change. My biggest goal is just to really be a successful surgeon, to get my name out there for good reasons, and to really just help my community and people that are the same age as me get their name out there. Yeah.
Wow, that sounds fantastic. And you said something very important about flexibility, because things do change frequently. And it's great to have your goals written down and an action plan, but that flexibility is what will allow you to go further. So thank you for saying that. Ms. Shade, what are some of your future goals?
Well, similar to that, I am also looking forward to graduating from USC with my bachelor's. I am also looking forward to being in the film industry and to get my footing in there and to establish my career early on. And also to join Greek Life. I really want to join a D9 organization, as well as joining other organizations that are impacting the community and surrounding communities around me. And also, I don't really write down my goals. I have overall goals that I know that I want to accomplish and I will accomplish, but I do not stress over how I get to that point, because as things happen, they're supposed to happen the way that they are, I believe, and that's my philosophy. And I believe that as long as I get to that goal and I see the outcome that I want to see, it really doesn't matter what happens in between, as long as I know myself and I'm confident in myself. And also, I'm really looking forward to just spreading knowledge and spreading wealth and opening opportunities to other young Black women like me who are also looking to go into the film industry as I am.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I'm sure we will be following you, Ms. Jade, to see where you're going with the film industry, because we definitely need our young folks starting from now to make that happen. And Ms. Jasmine, what are some of your future goals?
Some of my future goals, short-term goals, I am excited for graduating in the spring, as well as getting a master's and a PhD so that I can become a clinical psychologist. Another goal that I have is to not necessarily be a well-known member of my community, but someone who is important and who people know get a lot of things done within the community. Another goal that I have is to be representation in society, somebody that a lot of Black girls tend to look up to, which is one reason why I believe that mentoring is so important and that I continue to do that throughout high school and college and in my future.
Fantastic. So the last question we're going to have is how or where can people follow your growth? If you choose, you can give us maybe your Instagram or your Facebook, and that is just purely that when they hear this interview, I am sure that they are going to want the youth in their family, in their community, to listen to this because it's extremely motivated. I heard so many good points about just, and you're all so humble and so giving to the community. We need this message to go out, and we need to have people following you guys as an example for their families and for their communities. So, Asiana, would you like to share maybe an Instagram account or a Facebook account? And if not, that's totally fine, but I figure I would ask.
Well, I'll share both. My Facebook is my name. It's Asiana Livingston. And my Instagram is Missy Brat with two Y's and two T's.
Fantastic. Thank you. And Miss Jade?
You can find me on Instagram at p.s.jade. And you can also find me on LinkedIn. If you look up Jade Gibbs, it'll say student staff at Teen Hype.
Fantastic. And lastly, Miss Jasmine, would you like to share?
Yes, you can find me on Facebook at my name, Jasmine Collins, Jasmine with no E and an S, as well as my Instagram is also Jasmine Collins with three S's and Collins.
Thank you for sharing. Well, there you have it, folks. These are the youth of our future. They are striving to higher heights. They are putting the community first. They are practicing mindfulness, ways to relax and regroup, and they have future goals. I hope you enjoyed this show because I certainly did. Jackie?
Well, I certainly enjoyed the show. Thank you so much, Aida, and thanks to all the wonderful young people who are on. And before we leave, thank you for you, each one of you sharing how other people can follow you because, again, you're doing some wonderful, great things. And we've just been blessed and privileged to be able to have such a group of confident, ambitious, and talented young people on our podcast today. You're all making an impact with your families, your peers, and your communities. And we want to congratulate you again. But before we leave, I know we've been talking about the awards that you're getting. And I just wanted to take a moment, and I may not do it justice, but to just highlight what each of these awards are really about. And so the President's Volunteer Service Award, right, is a civil award bestowed by the President of the United States. And we're not talking about a president of a college or anything like that. The President of the United States. And it was established by an executive order by a former president, George W. Bush. And that award was established to honor volunteers that give hundreds of hours per year helping others. And what an example. You know, when you think about adults being an example to young people, here are young people being an example to everyone. So once again, we want to congratulate you there. And then the Rosa Parks Scholarship that is presented by the Rosa Parks Scholarship Foundation. And everybody knows who Rosa Parks is, that she played a very critical role in the Montgomery bus boycott. She was a civil rights. But that scholarship foundation was founded in 1980 by Detroit Public Schools and by the Detroit News. And because of who she was and what she stood for, those scholarships are given to other young people who, again, exemplify some of that Rosa Parks spirit. And so once again, these aren't any awards or recognition to be sneezed at. They are very, very important. And so I don't know if there's something I may have left out or anything that we want to add to that, but I thought it would be important for our listeners to know exactly what these awards and achievements are about.
Well, thank you for sharing that, Jackie, because that definitely puts things in perspective of the volume of hours that that the youth are putting out there to help each other, to help their peers and sisters and brothers of all ages.
Yeah, and I do have one question. So with the awards, and particularly the Presidential Service Award, how will that be presented? Is that something that's done in your local hometown? Do you get to fly to Washington? Well, what happens there?
From what I understand, there will be a local function that will celebrate. There are 7 awardees in Delray Beach. The function will be in Delray Beach, and there are 7 individuals. And Jasmine and Adriana are 2 of the 7. The others are like police chiefs and people who have been, let's just say, 60 and 70 years old. So they will be amongst the 7. They also have celebrations in Washington and other areas, but because they are from the local area, there will be a celebration. I believe it's August 20th.
Mm-hmm.
There will
okay.
be a celebration, and they will receive their gold medal at that time.
Wow. Well, again, congratulations. And before we close out our show, I do have one last question. This is something we do traditionally on all of our shows, and maybe each of our guests can take a moment just to share if they can. But we often ask, what is your favorite book, or what book are you currently reading right now? And to us, that's important because, again, we recognize that people of your caliber, even young people, are usually enmeshed in great readings that could benefit other people as well. So if I could, if you don't mind, we'll start with Adriana. Is there a favorite book or something that you're currently reading that you can share before we leave?
Yes. I'm currently reading the Chakras and Self-Care book. It's by Abby. Her name is A-M-B-E. That's the book I'm currently reading on. It's basically about, like, self-care and, like, different kinds of chakras, basically heart chakra, the chakra system. It's she has different rituals in this book for healing, and she basically talks about, like, things she used to get through her everyday life.
Wow, thank you. Thanks for sharing. And Jasmine, same question.
I have been taking a break from the, like, self-help books for a while. So I've been reading a book called We Were Liars, and it is, like, a psychological thriller, as well as the different books that I'm reading for my classes that I've been taking this summer, which have to do with anthropology and social problems.
Well, great. And will you repeat that first book, We Were Liars?
We Were Liars.
We Were Liars. Okay. Very good. I have to check that one out. And Miss Jade, what is your favorite book, or what book are you currently reading?
It is called The Sun Is Also a Star. It is a young adult novel. And I also really love a book called Story, and it's about how to write for screenwriting.
Oh, okay. Great. Well, thank you all for sharing. Again, we'll be adding those to our NABWIC book list. So we certainly appreciate it. We appreciate everyone for being on the show today. Once again, congratulations to each of you. We know that you're going places, and we're going to be following you, and we're going to be looking to see exactly where life takes you. And Aida, thank you so much again for your role and for being our co-host today. We certainly appreciate that.
Well, thanks for having me. This was a fantastic show. I'm going to go back and listen to it a couple of times. Wow.
Well, thank you again. So for everyone that's listening out there, we hope you enjoyed the show today. Please tune in every Wednesday, 8:30 a.m. for NABWIC Talk. So we will see you once again. Have a wonderful, wonderful Wednesday.
This concludes
Thank
our
you
show.
So much.
Thank you for listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. For more information about NABWIC and our membership, please visit us on the web at www.nabwic.org. We are the voice of Black women in construction. Have a great and prosperous day.